Well, turn in your Bibles to Psalm chapter 103. Psalm 103, and we're going to be in verses 1 through 5 today. Psalm 103, verses 1 through 5, as we're confronted by the word of the Lord. And as you turn there, my title is Infinitely Counting My Blessings. Infinitely Counting My Blessings. Spurgeon, he had said, a little faith will bring your soul to heaven, thinking about the thief on the cross. But a great faith will bring heaven to your soul. You know, one of our not only to glorify God, but to grow and be more like Christ, and our faith increase so heaven may come to our souls. So let's look into our blessings today and how to count our blessings. Counting our blessings require a shift in perspective, if you will. Mm-hmm. You know, our ways are not His ways. God's ways are not our ways, nor are God's thoughts or our thoughts. And if we drift towards the earthly realm about what social media feeds us, or what the nightly news says, or what happened in the sporting event world, or how much is in our savings account, if we get caught up in all the earthly things, we forget about the heavenly things, and our minds will drift off of Christ. And I think about Peter when he's out there in the water and he's looking at Christ. He's on the water, but then he takes his eyes off of Jesus because all the earthly things going around, he sinks. And he forgot to see. He had the greatest blessing standing right there in front of him. He had the Messiah, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He took his eyes off Christ.
That's right.
And he sunk.
Yeah, that's
right. So we got to make sure we count our blessings. We keep our eyes on Christ. Let's read Psalm 103 here and what King David has to say. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Every hour of every day, beloved, God's blessings wait upon us. When we are awoken from our sleep, there's God's blessings. When we sleep, God's mercy waits upon us. God is a merciful God, and He loves us. If you are in Christ today, He loves you, and He's going to take care of you. And we look at King David. Here's a man that has had many trials. And if we're honest with ourselves today, probably us being Americans, we're wealthy people, right? Amen? We are more blessed than most people in the whole world. And our trials here, we probably couldn't come up with 25% of what David's gone through, if we're honest. David went through so many trials and tribulation. I mean, from beasts to giants to suicide missions to civil wars to enemies constantly all around him. He had dealt with a ton of trials and tribulation.
That's right.
David, from early on in many trials, from his youth, he was challenged to fight Goliath. Here, you know, Saul didn't help much. So, well, you're a youth, and this fighter's bigger than you, and he's way more experienced in battle. So, here, go get him. And he didn't get much support there. So he had to fight Goliath from his youth. The people, I didn't think, really were very supportive in that regard. And then you go on, he slays Goliath. Popularity and success arise for David. Then Saul gets jealous. And then he wants to kill him. He wants to seek him and destroy him. So he has to deal with that. And so he's dealing with someone that wants to murder him. Further on than that, he arises to power. And he finally has kingship. And then the next thing you know, he's committing the most blackest of sins. Committing adultery and murder. And so then further than that, he experiences the death of a child. So David has experienced so many things, and you would think if someone could come up with a scale that could weigh things out to say, well, here's the blessings from the Lord, and then here's what I've gone through. David, maybe David could do that. But even then, David racks everything up in his life and still says, the Lord, His goodness is greater.
Amen.
He's great, He's good, and I need to bless His name.
Amen.
Everything about God is good, and anything I've gone through doesn't compare to the blessings that God has given me. So, we see that David is saying, with all my mind, with all my heart, with all my soul, my hands, my feet, my mouth, I'm surveying God's goodness, and I see that He is good, and we need to bless His name. We need to count our blessings. And later on in the chapter, he even tells the angels and all of creation, they need to bow down and worship God for as good as He is and His goodness. So look at verse 1. That's where he says, bless the Lord, O my soul. And then you get to verse 2. He says, forget not all the benefits. Forget not all the benefits. And that could be a wide variety of things here, beloved. We could see that this is food to sustain life, because even in ancient times, you might not get food for the day. Like we get here in America, we've got a plethora of options. In David's time, you could starve.
Yeah.
And yes, that still happens today, but probably a lot more common in his time. So he sustains me, he keeps me and gives me food. He gives me recovery from sickness. But more importantly, it says here, he talks about the spiritual, because he says he forgives us of all of our iniquities.
Yeah.
He forgives us of our sins. And here, this is his abundance of love and mercy towards me. And then verse 3 and verse 4. Verse 4, it says, who redeems your life from the pit. Yes, that can be physical, and that is an early grave. I believe one day when we stand in heaven, God's going to show us all the times we could have had a premature death, and that God saved me. You mean to tell me that day I was out for 30 extra minutes and you kept me from getting hit by that drunk driver that would have sent me to hell? Oh, praise you, Lord. You are so good to me.
Amen.
There's going to be countless times where we thought we knew better, but God had a different plans for us that day, and it kept us from a premature grave.
Right.
And I believe that's going to be shown to us one day.
Amen.
But I also believe from the pit, he's also here seeing the salvific version of this too, that he saves us from his wrath and his judgment, and he saves his elect, and he brings us into his grace and his mercy. You know, a person blessed by God, he may grow weak and slow as age comes, but he will grow weak and slow more slowly than a lost person. You say, what do you mean by that? Well, a lost person, when they're going through life, they have no confidence in anything that happens to them. They have a trial, they have tribulation. I don't know, it's just by chance that it happened to me. But a saved person, someone that follows Christ, they know it's for the good. It's for their own good. And they can confidently hang their hat on that. You can't tell me that's not going to help you in this life.
Right.
You won't have anxiety or depression. You can fight those things off, knowing that whatever comes to your way, it's for God's good for your life.
Right.
We could be like Jeremiah in Jeremiah 17. He says, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. He is like a tree planted by water. The seeds are like its roots by the stream, and does not fear when the heat comes, for its leaves remain green. And is not, he says, is not anxious in the year of a drought, for it does not cease to bear and bring fruit. We as Christians, we bring fruit. This is the perseverance of the saints. We are like a tree planted when we are in Christ and Christ alone. He is our rock. He is our salvation.
Amen.
And if you look at the blessings in your life, if you're lost today, okay, if you're lost today and you are outside of Christ, and maybe you sit there and you think, I don't know if I'm really in Christ or not. I'm not sure. And you are outside of Christ. The Bible says in Romans 2 that His kindness is meant to lead you to repentance.
Amen.
His kindness. So you say, when I'm sucking wind and I'm sucking air and my feet hit the floor, that's His kindness to you.
Amen.
To point and say, who does this? Who is sustaining me? It's God from the universe.
Amen.
And He wants you to come to Him. And He says, repent. Today is the day of salvation, beloved.
Yes.
Come while there is time. And of course, if you're saved, I just want to finish up quickly, verse 5. If you're in Christ, it says, who satisfies you with good blessings, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. This talks about being renewed like the eagles. And you know, I looked up America and the bald eagle, like, why is the eagle so important? Why do we have that as our bird? And the eagle represents independence and power and speed and authority and freedom. That's why we have the eagle as our bird. And I actually got to see a bald eagle for the first time. I was actually going to Lakin and Brent's house when they were out in Graves County. So you know I was out there in the country, and I had no cars around me. And so I saw one for the first time. I've seen one on Animal Planet, and I've seen pictures, but I actually got to see one in real time. I stopped the car, and I said, look, kids, there's a bald eagle. He had two hawks around him. He just looked like he was in full control out there. He hadn't answered anybody, he just other than God. And he's just flying around, full authority, and then he's going to probably go back to the nest. And I thought, how captivating this guy was. He was beautiful. And I look at this text, and I see that if we count our blessings, it's going to put our mind towards Christ and towards our Lord. And it's going to renew our minds and our hearts like eagles. We're going to feel power by thinking about the blessings that God's given us in this life.
Amen.
Only, by the way, freedom can be found in Jesus alone.
That's right.
So we need to remember that.
That's right.
Lastly, as I close, you know, I had there was a day not too long ago, I had a case of the negatives. And Satan got my mind off of Christ for the moment. And, you know, he can't take my salvation away, but he can distract me and get me to look away. And that moment, that day, you know, I had planned a good day. You know, we were going to go see our ultrasound of our child. And I had all these plans worked out. It was going to be such a good day. Well, Satan and sin and everything else come at me that day. We had things break down at our club. We had members not get along. I had to bring in the office and sit them down like grown men acting like children. Further than that, I had an issue with my lost family members. There was a scuffle there. And just so many things happened. And then I started feeling a little sick. And, you know, the next thing I know, I'm dealing with the thoughts of, man, I miss my mother. Boy, how I could just love to have my mother right now. Mm-hmm. Instead of me dwelling on the goodness that my mother was a Christian, I'm going to see her again. Yeah. I'm dwelling on the negatives. And I'm forgetting the blessings that are right there that day. And next thing you know, you start spiraling down. And it's just ate your day alive. Yeah. Well, I heard a song on the way in this day to this ultrasound. And I'm very cautious about, you know, lyrics and things that I bring up here, you know, because we don't know. But this guy seemed to check out okay. And his voice was amazing when I heard it. And I was waiting for this ultrasound, me and my wife, to go in and see our baby for the first time. And I heard the lyrics of this song. And then we went in. And after all this day had been so gloomy to me, I didn't take time to count how good God had been to me. I see that baby for the first time at 6 weeks and that little heartbeat just flickering. And I thought, wow. God, you have been so good to me. Who am I to sit here and complain and grumble about what you've done? You have been so good to me. And I just quickly, when I left that day, it was like a week later, I heard this song again. As I was thinking about, I was really repenting of how I was that day. I was like, Lord, I shouldn't have been that way. And then I heard this song again. And so I just want to read these lyrics to you really quickly, and then I'm going to close. And it says, God, I'm still counting my blessings, all that you've done in my life. The more I look in the details, the more of your goodness I find. Father, on this side of heaven, I know that I will run out of time. But the more I keep counting my blessings, knowing that I cannot count that high. He says, the more I keep counting my blessings, knowing I cannot ever count that high. I've heard, Spurgeon says, of a good old woman in a broken down cottage who had nothing but a piece of bread and a little water. Yet she lifted up her hands to heaven saying, what a blessing, all of this, and I get Christ too. Let us count our blessings, beloved, and keep our eyes upon our Lord. Amen? Let's pray. Father, I just thank you for all the goodness and mercy you've given us, Lord. You get us here to our church, Lord. You give us fellowship, Father, with the saints, Lord, that build us up and uplift us. You give us your word, Lord. You give us Christ, Lord. You didn't have to do that. We didn't deserve it by any measure. Yet your Son lived the perfect life in thought, word, and deed. And all we have to do is come to him and believe. Amen. Oh, you're a good and gracious and loving God. Let someone today look upon your goodness and repent and believe the gospel. Amen. We love you, Father. Edify our time and be with us this worship hour, I pray. Amen. Amen.